Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating.
Hi, my name is Emma and I'm from the channel Pronunciation with Emma. I help people who are learning English as a second or foreign language improve their pronunciation and listening skills. Alan has kindly invited me onto his channel to give you 5 tips on how to talk to the camera better. So here I am, and I'm just going to get straight into it. So number 1, look into the lens. Don't look into the viewfinder. You see how distracting that is? You see, you want to click off, you're getting bored, you're not connecting with me anymore. But if I switch over to the lens, you connect with people better. It's so distracting. Even in real life, it's so distracting when someone is not looking at you and they're looking away or they're looking at their phone. You disconnect. And it's exactly the same with YouTube and video making. So if I'm looking over here at the viewfinder, yes, you may look wonderful, you may want to stare at yourself. Humans are programmed to look at their own faces and faces in general, but try to avoid it. Try to just look at the lens. Some tips on how to look at the lens, this is kind of like a 1.2, we could say, is I know it's very strange. So what you can do is just put like a little dot or something. So you can get like a little sticker, something like that, and look at the sticker. Or what I sometimes do, I mean, I'm quite used to it now, but from time to time, instead of looking directly into the lens, I will look at the text just above it, so it still looks like I'm looking into the lens. But so long as you're looking here and you're not looking there or there, then it's fine. Just make sure that you're looking at the lens. Number 2 is to move your body more. So don't just sit here still like this, because that's not very energetic, that's not very dynamic, it's not very entertaining, it looks a little bit boring. So try to move more, at least just move your arms a bit more. It's easier when you're standing. I don't have the space in my flat to stand and do standing videos, but I would really like to, because I'm sure I'd be a lot more animated. But try and move your arms a bit more, move your shoulders, walk around a little bit, so you don't just have to position yourself in the center. You can also cut and then you can position yourself in another part of the frame. So Alan does this a lot in his videos, I've noticed. I do this in mine as well, but it tends to be more when I want to add text next to me, just to give myself or my editor, whoever's doing the video, a bit more space. And you'll notice as well that when you're jumping, it just adds something a little bit more interesting. Your eye is moving around the screen instead of just being in the center. So it keeps people's attention longer. Point number 3 is to not script. This is a bit of a controversial one, because some people do like to script and some people really don't. I fall into the second category. Why? Because scripts can sometimes make you sound robotic. Scripts can also be stressful. Scripts as well can also make you sound a bit weird when you're speaking, because of course the way that we write sometimes isn't always how we speak. And if you're reading a script that you've written with writing in mind, if that makes sense, like you're not thinking about how you're going to say this, then it can come across as very unnatural. So what you can do instead of scripting is just put bullet points down. Like for this video, I literally just have my 5 bullet points that I want to talk about, and I'm just filling in the rest of the information. Maybe your video has a lot more detail in there, so you will need a few more bullet points under the main bullet point, but if you just keep to key topics, then it will allow you to speak more naturally and more freely, and then you can be yourself a little bit more and less robotic. Number 4, well that's 8, but number 4, imagine that you're talking to a very specific person when you're talking to the camera. So I know it's really weird talking to the camera at first, like it took me probably about a year and a half to fully get confident with this, but every single time I talk to the camera, I imagine someone who I'm trying to connect with. Who is my audience? So of course, you may be thinking, oh, well, my audience is anyone. But really, you need to niche and narrow down. I think Alan has talked about this as well. You know, really, really niching down your channel and being very specific. That's what you need to do. So have your exact audience person in mind. And point number five, the final one, it kind of relates to point number three, is just don't overthink it too much. I know that this is so easy to say rather than actually do. I really know because I've been there myself, but don't overthink things and don't aim for perfection. If you make mistakes in your video, it's absolutely fine. When you're editing, you can edit those out, or you can put some text or something like that if you say something wrong or whatever. People really don't care. Think of the videos that you've watched where someone slipped up and they've just added a little bit of text, just correcting themselves, and you just moved on. You don't even notice it. So as well, what you can do is take some of these mistakes that you do, some of these bloopers, as people like to call them, and put them in your video. Leave them in. If you don't want to leave them in, you can put them at the end of the video. Use them as your outro. And that also keeps people watching, because a lot of people really like the bloopers and they will watch until the end for the bloopers. So to wrap up the 5 points, number one, look into the lens, not over here. It's distracting and it disconnects you from your audience. Look here. I know it's very tempting to look at yourself, but try not to. Number two is move your body more. So physically move yourself more, but also move yourself across the screen. So you can jump cut and you can edit yourself at different parts of the screen. I know I've been in the center quite a bit in this video, but I'll be really honest, I've hurt my back and I don't really want to be moving around so much. So I'm a bad example in this video, but you know, in my actual videos on my YouTube channel, I do move around quite a bit. Number three is to create a rough outline and to use bullet points instead of scripting. That way you come across more natural, you get the key points across that you want to talk about, and you can be yourself a lot more. And it's also less stressful trying to memorize a script. So make bullet points, it's so much easier. Number four, imagine you're talking to a specific person. So a member of your audience that you're trying to target, someone you're trying to target, have them in mind and talk to the camera like you're talking to them. Or better, take a picture of someone and put it just near your lens. And that will also stop you from looking over here if you are one of those people. But back at the lens, focus on the lens, focus on the person, and talk to that picture or talk to that person that's in your mind, and it will also help you connect with your audience better. And the last one, number five, don't overthink it. So don't aim for perfection, because you will find that absolutely no video you make will be perfect. You can add the bloopers at the end or keep them in as you're going, as you're filming, and anything else, like if you make a slip up or maybe you want to add some text or something like that. If you slip up and you say the wrong thing, just add a little bit of text, it's no problem. Or add a little disclaimer at the bottom if you've forgotten to mention something. Editing, you know, that's the beauty of editing, is that you can just add these little things after. And again, think about the videos that you've seen online where they've added just a bit of text or a correction or something. It doesn't matter. You've not been bothered by it, I bet. And people who watch your video, they won't be bothered either, trust me. So that's it. Those are the 5 tips. They are 5 tips that I've picked up and that I live by and then I practice in my own videos. So you're very welcome to go check out my channel and you'll see kind of how I film normally, because this of course is a normal video for me. But I hope it's helped and I will see you. I won't see you next lesson. That's my intro, not my outro. But yeah, nice seeing you here. Enjoy the rest of your week, I guess. That's going to be my outro. Enjoy the rest of your week. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.